offense. Leading the rushing for Vassar is number 18, Michael Pratt, with 21 yards and a touchdown, the lone touchdown of the night so far. Number 21, DeAndre Callahan, 4 carries for 18 yards, and Robert Atwood, 5 carries for 12 yards. Passing the ball, Michael Pratt is 4 for 7 for 69 yards and one interception. His long is 35 yards, which was into the hands of David Wargo, who's 2 for 2 in receiving for 47 yards. Lamont Morrison, 1 for 1 for 13 yards. DeAndre Callahan, 1 for 3 for 9 yards. And Tyler Humpert, 1 for 1 for 9 yards. He's that 6'7" tight end. Boy, it sounds like we're on the NBC network suddenly here. Strong Vassar marching band. Of course, a very strong program here, as always, with Mr. Schleckis at the helm for many years here. Michigan State grad himself. Special teams, David Wargo returned the ball for 2 returns for 13 yards, and Robert Atwood brought it down right where he brought it in. Punting the ball, Michael Pratt. One was inside the 10-yard line, inside the 20 even, for a 50-yard punt there. The other one, a 35-yard punt. He's averaging 42.5 yards a punt, Michael Pratt. He even does windows. Penalties, we had one hold for 10 yards and then 2 false starts for a total of 10 yards for the Vassar offense. Lakers offense, on the other hand, 22 plays rushing the ball for 114 yards, 7 plays passing for 105 for 29 plays for 219 yards of offense. Throw in 1 return for 11 yards, we have 230 yards of all-purpose yardage. Leading the rushing attack, Dustin Cady, the quarterback, with 43 yards off his 6 carries and 1 touchdown. He's averaging 7.1 carries per touch. Brandon Wischlager, 1 carry for 18 yards. Terrence Dube, 7 carries for 37 yards and a touchdown. And Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, 7 carries for 14 yards, 1 fumble lost, and he has 1 touchdown on the night. His long is 13. Dustin Cady passing the ball is 5 for 7 for 105 yards. He has a 42-yard reception, a 16-yard reception, a 39-yard reception, and 2 4-yard receptions. Seth Bowles brought in 2 of 4 for 81 yards. Brandon Wischlager, 2 for 2 for 20 yards. And Terrence Dubes, 1 for 1 for 4 yards. Special teams, Terrence Dubes brought in the only return for 11 yards. Playing the ball, Terrence Dubes also had the only punt for only 23 yards, which set up a little bit of a short field, but luckily a 3-and-out for the Vassar offense. Holding one is the only penalty for Lakers offense in this first half for 10 yards. A cleaned up game for the Lakers compared to last week indeed. On defense, Lakers defense, 14 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss for 8 yards, 1 sack for 12 yards, 2 interceptions, 1 forced fumble, 1 recovered fumble, and 3 penalties for 10 yards. Lakers defense leading the charge on tackles, Brandon Wischlager and Terrence Dubes with 3 apiece. Taylor Fall with 2. And then Quentin Smith, Austin McCabe, Ian Snyder, Dustin Cady, and Seth Bowles each with a tackle. Austin McCabe, a tackle for a loss for 3 yards, and Ian Snyder, 1 for 5 yards. Sacking the Michael Pratt on defense, Quentin Smith for a 12-yard loss on that one. Interceptions, Tyler Fall, and then Brennan Wisner as well, right to finish the first half. And forcing the fumble is Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, who actually forced who actually had a fumble on offense as well. Penalties, there was an offsides for 2 for 10 yards, and they had an illegal procedure on the kickoff, which put the ball at the 35-yard line. So really, Mike, I'm very impressed by the Lakers so far in this game. They only have 20 yards in penalties off of 4 flags. A much improved penalty game compared to last week.
Yes, tremendous job on that. The story for me in the first half was the Lakers' defensive line. Vassar virtually did nothing on the ground, and I think what Vassar's going to have to do in the second half, not only because they're behind, but because I believe it's the only way that they can be effective, is pass the ball. They need to air the ball down the field on first and second downs, catch Lakers off guard. They had a couple big passes in the first half, and I think if they break a couple of those loose, they still have a chance to be in this game. So I'm going to look for Vassar to air the ball out here, but they first have to make a stop, absolutely have to, because Lakers is actually receiving the ball first, and it's very, very important that Vassar comes up with a stop here on this first drive.
Vassar's defense with 20 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, no sacks, no interceptions, no forced fumbles, no recovered fumbles. Actually, 1 recovered fumble, 1 no tip passes, and 2 penalties for 20 yards. Leading the tackling efforts for Vassar is Isaac Greaves with 4. DeAndre Callahan and Logan Amend each with 3. Devin Pirro, Zachary Shepard, Robert Atwood, and Colton Fabro each with 2. And then Michael Pratt with 1 and Tyler Humpert with 1. The tackle for a loss was Isaac Greaves for 2 yards. And the penalty is offsides for 5 yards and a horse collar tackle for 15 yards is all that's said and done for the Vassar Vulcans. Taking a look around the area at other area scores, in the first quarter last we heard Deckerville was leading Caseville 40-0, so more than likely Deckerville will advance to 5-0 overall and 3-0 in the NCTL. Harbor Beach beating Memphis at halftime 43-0. A rout going on down there in Memphis. And Marlette leads Brown City 21-0, so no close games thus far. But making up for all of that is the Bad Axe and Cass City game. It's now 28-28 at halftime. Bad Axe had a fourth down and fumbled the snap. Morneau fell in on the 16-yard line. Cass City scored on fourth and goal with 30 seconds left in the half to tie it up at 28 apiece in Cass City. So Bad Axe and Cass City in a barn burner there, tied at halftime, 28-28. Our game here in Vassar has Lakers leading 22-6 with 2 quarters to go.
If Bad Axe wins that game, are we not talking about the Bad Axe Hatchets possibly, I know this is very, very premature, but possibly making playoffs, if I can even say that. I know that's a long ways away. They would be 3-2, but that would be absolutely amazing for even the Hatchets to get a 4 or 5 win season. It would be great for their program, and Morneau was only a junior, is that correct?
That is true.
So what playoffs? Momentum it would take them into the next season.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
And that
playoffs?
Is very.
I just hope we can win a game.
Very appropriate last year, Clark, but this year at 2-2.
They are the real deal, I'm telling you.
They're not a bad football team, and if Bad Axe can pull out a win, that Marlette game that they lost by 2 would have been a huge win for Bad Axe, and that could end up coming back to bite them in the end of the season. But
we'll see. I mean, Bad Axe is at 2-2. If they pull out a victory over Cass City, that'd put them at 3-2. It's very, very, very possible that they could make it to the playoffs. I don't know. I've seen crazier, but right now it's time to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll have second half action from Vassar. It's Lakers at halftime leading 22-6 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And shave while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Pigeon IGA's Soup of the Day begins Monday, September 29th.
And before we start the second half, we'd like to wish a happy birthday to our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, that is Kayla Carson, turning the quarter century, 25 years old, to Kayla Carson turning this Sunday. Happy birthday to her, and a happy birthday to Michael Meisner, turned 26 last Saturday.
Sure did.